NAWARCY.
Good morning, Donald. NAWRO, Richmond. How's it going?
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, it's going well. I'm just fumbling around, and if you hear an echo, I'm sorry. I got another radio going in the background. But, allergies are still killing me. The eyes are still itching. But other than that, I'm just fumbling around, trying to find a coffee pot, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, no problem with your signal. Good signal. And I'm only on half a cup of Gevalia from the Keurig machine so far. And yeah, I got up a little early today. I think this time of day, though, is normal for you, right?
Walked to another room here, so get that double echo out of the signal. But, yeah, 5 o'clock's my normal wake-up time. You know, I've been up since about 4:30. I now stumble into the kitchen, turn radios on, turn my laptop on, tablet, just, you know, start firing things up, and I occasionally, I don't do it very often, do radio checks in the morning, but I make sure the node connected to Sean's new system and keyed up this to make sure I'm making it to Detroit because I get a better signal to Detroit. Then I do the Mount Clemens repeater, even though the distance between these two are almost identical at about 12.8 miles away from one another. But it's just good to know that this thing does work well.
Yes, sir. You're sounding good on Detroit this morning. I get about the same routine. Don't always get up this early, but today I did like 4:32, I think it was. Same thing, come in here, turn the power supply on, and get FBI going, the 7.2, and then I got a couple of tablets that I, one is on the voter for the 7.2, so I can see, you know, who's going into which receive site, Mount Clemens, Richmond, or the Warren site. And then Sean's new FBI All-Star webpage there, so I can see who's going in on that. And then I also have availability to turn the DMR last heard on. So. But yeah, anyhow, I won't keep you. Go get your second cup of coffee, or first if you haven't had one. And we may talk later today. NAWRO, after you, Donald.
Well, I do appreciate the callback. Like I said, I don't normally key up in the morning. I just turn things on. And like you, I follow the Sean's new FBI dashboard, and I follow the EMR dashboard as well. Last year, one, obviously. But, yeah, I just press the buttons to make sure. I mean, I have, as you know, I have Motorola equipment at I don't do radio checks or anything like that. I did a strange one last night on the Troy GMRS repeater, which is like my whole GMRS repeater for back in the day. And I was once part of the administration, and there was an issue that I was not there last night. And heard an old contact from downriver, and I tried to reach out to him, and it was weird that I couldn't hit him. Troy repeater there has a habit of going further south than it does north. Because of the terrain out in Oakland County. But, yeah, so I don't do radio checks, and I don't ask for them, but last night it was just one of those times, gave out my GMRS call sign, asking for a radio check, and I'm going, damn, I can't believe I did that.
Well, you know, occasionally there is cause for it, and I just always tell the guys, it's all in how you ask for it. And we usually just, instead of radio check, we just say ask for a signal check. For some reason, that softens it a little bit. You say, hey, I just did some work on my antenna, and I need a signal check, something like that. And if there's a cause for it, there's a reason for it, there's no. But, you know this. You're from years ago. You're from GMRS. You have a background there, as I do. And, oh, they just incessantly called for radio checks. Because that was their way, I guess, to start a conversation. No, that's the misuse right there.
Well, except for a couple of maybe 5-year gaps, I've had a GMRS license since 1978. And those radios came in handy. I was first married. I had it before I even got married. But when my first daughter was born in 1982, communications back then weren't that great. And I had the GMRS system. I had the one tower at Shore Club at 9 in Jefferson, 28-story high-rise apartment building in St. Clair Shores. And it covered a very, very huge area. Like everything else, like CB, GMRS is now getting a further ado. And I've only had my amateur license for over a year and a half now. And I've been on DMR, commercially wise, through Motorola for, 6 years now? Seven years. And with my ham ticket, now we have the MI5 and other things for me to join. Okay, I will let you go. Get your day started. Like you said, I got to find the coffee pot because I meant to order Starbucks today. I only do that about 3 times a week. I treat myself to something nice, but have a great day. I'll be listening throughout the day. I scan a lot of channels, so I'll be around somewhere. All the best, and great hearing from you. W8RCY.
Yeah, you have a good one as well, Donald. W8RCY from November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be clear as well, but I will be listening.
Hey, Dylan. Hey, DRC, for radio check.
Hey, DBM.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Hey, B1.
K-E-8-R-U-H-2-N-A-W-R-O.
This is W8-L-S-A, listening on K-Y-1.
Y-R-C, N-A-W-R-C.
W-8-Y-R-C.
All right, that worked. Just checking. N-A-W-R-C.
KFA to DIC.
KCHMXG, listening on statewide one.
KFA DIC,